So, Gats here, if you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Battery start at just $79.99. They also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. Well, Monty Jones going to join us in just a second here on the Shell Penzol Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Serena Williams has confirmed that she will compete in the U.S. Open. The dates of the French Open at Roland Garros have been confirmed and will be held over 3 weeks from September 21st to October 11th. And finally, Major League Eating and the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest announced that this year's event will go on as planned, but in a private location with no fans. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Well, Monty Jones has something for Chris Cody and Tony, and 80% of our listeners will get to that in a second, but if you want to be more informed about what's going on in America, and also there are plenty of laughs to be had. It's not all some of the societal stuff that you guys are tired of. The Right Time with Bomani Jones is where you go if you want to be both informed and you can laugh a little bit as well. Thank you for joining us, Bomani. Let's start with Mike Gundy and what happened there, the weird videos. Are you here to question sincerity? Are you here to teach people about keep your eye on the ball? Why are we still doing the t-shirt thing?
You ask me if I'm going to question his sincerity, like we all didn't watch him struggle hard as hell to read off that teleprompter. Like, either it's a struggle with sincerity or a struggle with literacy. It's got to be one of the two. That dude just, like, I've never seen anybody look more like they were reading. Like, remember a couple weeks ago, people were giving Dabo Swinney hell because he had something written down, prepared, that he was reading. And I was like, no, man, like, reading something, like, I get it. You're going to prepare your statement. Mike Gundy looked like a hostage for real in this one. In the other one, we thought he looked like a hostage. And, no, we are keeping the – it's not even a matter of keeping an eye on the ball on this one, because we wound up here in the first place with these discussions because he wore that T-shirt for One America News. I don't really care about that, to be honest. I don't care that he watches One America News. I do care that he gave them a testimonial 2 months ago where he talked about how they're the only ones that report the real news, and now suddenly he has no idea what One America News does. That doesn't make any sense. The part that really gets me, though, after this happened, players came out, guys saying he called me a thug. He threatened to send guys back to South Dallas, say he's going to send us back to the ghetto. Why is nobody talking about that? Like, you really think that Chuba Hubbard saw that shirt and was like, we need changes in this program, and the changes are made by Mike Gundy wearing a different shirt?
Yeah, that part, why is that getting missed? Why is it just easier to concentrate on the fabric the same way that it is with Colin Kaepernick to you know, just make it about the fabric instead of the more difficult conversation?
I think part of it is there. I also think, just generally speaking, white folks want to give each other the benefit of the doubt on this. And as much as everybody talks about wanting to have some measure of progress on these matters, the first step toward that progress is stop willy-nilly just giving people the benefit of the doubt. So people do not want to consider that maybe Mike Gundy ain't a good dude. People don't want to consider that some of what Mike Gundy has done, who knows, how many people look at themselves and consider that maybe they've said the same thing, and then they want to cut him slack. But I was stunned by how many people that I saw when that went up on Twitter that were like, now that's a real apology. What exactly did he apologize for? And again, I say this as somebody who doesn't think he necessarily needed to apologize for the shirt he wore. That's who he is. That's what he's about. The consequences of that manifest itself in much different ways. But that right there was never the quote-unquote problem, at least not for me.
What do you think the last 36 hours or so have been like behind the scenes? Because we went from a hastily put-together video where Chuba was the only one apologizing to a more profuse apology where something was realized behind the scenes that was insufficient about the first video.
I think something was realized by the people in the offices at Oklahoma State, and they were like, oh, so this didn't do the job that we thought that it would do. I tell you, I've told this, and I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just giving you an indicator of how quick I think it is that department moves when it comes to things that they deem to be crisis. After Gundy had that media availability where he gave a testimony to One America News and he talked about how the players need to hurry up and get back because the state needed the money from playing football, I did a parting shot for Outside the Lines that explained, like, look, man, the students need to be your bigger concern. They're not here to be concerned for the state. The state's supposed to be concerned with them. By the middle of that afternoon on a Saturday, Oklahoma State put it out that Mike Gundy was apologizing for what he said. Like, when they feel like it ain't looking good in front of people, they move fast on it. So it seemed like Chuba put that thing out at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on, I guess it was Monday. By 5 o'clock, they had a video out. The video did not go over in the way that they thought it would. Boom, the next day, they got another video out. Because I think what they figured out is if the controversy pops up on a day, if we can do something that same day, then we can probably make it go away. And that would have worked with Gundy because people were just like, wow, he really gave us an apology on that one, right? Just because he said the words Black Lives Matter. Like, that's become a thing on the checklist. That, hey, just be sure to go out there and say Black Lives Matter, because it seems like now that's a requirement that people have to say, right? So then you go ahead and say that, and now it becomes a real apology, while ignoring that there was some. The things that got the strength coach fired at Iowa are things that players alleged against Mike Gundy. And he's going to keep it moving.
Well, Monty Jones with us here on ESPN Radio. Dan laughed earlier this week when I said Colin Kaepernick will play in the NFL this year. Now, Roger Goodell has said that he would endorse and support an NFL team, and they should sign Colin Kaepernick. Do you think Colin will play in the NFL this year?
No. Which owner is going to take that one for the team? Like, which owner is going to be pressured into doing this? Because clearly they don't want to do it of their own free will. I don't think there's any individual owner, at least as far as I can tell, that's been like, I wish I could sign Colin, but, I mean, I have not seen that, man. I mean, and by the way, if that one owner didn't want to do it because the other owners would pressure him, then that dude is a coward. Dean Smith unilaterally decided to integrate the Atlantic Coast Conference. And what year was it? 1966, I believe it was. Just didn't ask nobody. Just showed up with Charlie Scott and said, he's going to come here, right? We've seen this happen. Branch Rickey integrated Major League Baseball. He just up and decided that that was the thing that he was going to do. You going to tell me that these white men in the 40s and in the 60s had the courage to buck back against an established state of segregation, but not one of these owners who actually wants to sign Kaepernick could be like, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and do that? Come on, man.
The Right Time with Bomani Jones. You will get a lot of thoughts that you're not hearing anywhere else. You were shocked and mortified. You judged me yesterday because 80% of our listeners, you said my listeners are better than your listeners because 80% of my listeners pee in the shower. So who do you want to attack here? Is it Chris? Is it Tony? Is it just the audience? Who do you want to attack?
All of them. Every single one of these people, as I told you, you know what's right next to every shower I've ever seen?
Yeah.
A toilet.
That's right.
It's right there. And the guys are like, well, what do you do if you're already in the shower and you have to go? You can't wait. Your bladder's so weak that you realize you have to pee, and by the time the shower's over, you just can't hold it no more. You didn't realize it before you got in the shower. Like, what is this savage nonsense that's going on? And the worst part about it is, you savage clowns can't just be like, I do this. You assume that anybody who says they don't do it is lying. What?
I mean, why wait, though, when there's a bathroom right there? I understand what you're saying. The bathroom's right next to your shower. But if you're in the shower and you got to go, it's like, you know, it's right there. Just go. You dry off, you know.
I mean, okay, yeah. Just, no, nothing seems like, nothing about being in an incredibly hot, enclosed area with steam and everything else jumping around. No. Why would I not just urinate here when there's a toilet right over there?
I mean, you got to hop out of the shower.
How do your wives and girlfriends feel about this, those of you who have them? How do they feel about this?
Well, Tony just got married, and you might not know Tony, but he wants this smoke, so he is here to defend the peeing in the shower.
No disrespect, but who the hell is Tony?
Hey, Bo, it's Tony. Listen, here's the thing. When you get into the shower.
Who the hell are you?
He's like new Allison.
Bomani, this is Tony. Tony, this is Bomani.
You can't say no, dude, no disrespect. Who the hell are you? Go ahead, Tony.
Bo, I was going to approach you at Dan's wedding, and I didn't because you're too high profile. But other than that, I was there, yes. When you get into the shower and you feel that warm water, it's the same thing as getting a jacuzzi. Something happens chemically in your body that says, I got to go.
Wait. Your defense for this is I pee in the shower like I pee in the jacuzzi?
Well, again,
why are you guys defending this? You know you're wrong. That's why you're defending this. You know you're filthy savages. That's why you're defending this. Stop defending it, you filthy savage, and use the toilet.
Thank you.
How about this?
Let me ask you this. Why don't you pee in the shower when you're not in the shower?
I have. Tony?
Oh, dear God. Bomani, thank you for being on with us the right time.
He's bringing up some dude named Tony. Tony's going to carry the flag for the rest of y'all. You all should be ashamed of yourself.
Tony, thank you for getting out there and taking the bullet for everybody.
This show ain't free. Time for some ads.
At Lebatard Show is where you can vote on the polls, and you should check out The Right Time with Bomani Jones if you want to learn something and you want to laugh.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Lebatard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, Social Security, is that a thing? Hey, Mom, what is my Social Security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag, done.
Geico, always there for you, with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. This is Shower Sessions, half interview, half concert, all from the shower. Watch new music, videos, and exclusive interviews now at youtube.com/progressive. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
So let's examine Bomani's serious question. We will have plenty of time in the show to talk about just the scolding that he gave our entire audience. I feel like all of a sudden there is more shower peeing shame than there has been around here. There was a certain measure of shower peeing pride before, but it feels like Bomani Jones has shamed everybody in a way that's making some of the shower peers retreat.
I'm not shamed at all. I mean, I'll pee in the shower again. I did so this morning. I'll do it again later tonight.
Well, you say you're not ashamed, but you spent the entire break talking to Chris about how Bomani Jones is the person you'd least like to argue with in the history of the company about anything because you're just going to end up losing.
Well, I mean, it's how can you win? I mean, he's smarter than I am. He's faster than I am. He's younger than I am. He's quicker than I am. I mean, I'm with Chris. Of all the people that you could debate anything with, at ESPN, sports, non-sports, he's the guy I would least want to debate for all of those reasons. Stephen A. will just yell at you until you stop, okay? Bomani Jones, he's got you, and he's got you just about it. Well, nope, he's got you every time, well, not just about
it,
every time.
It is hard to argue with, do you ever pee in the shower when you're not in the shower? It is.
You could do what I did and say, well, I have.
Yes, but you're not the ally anyone wants on this, and you are uniformly and by consensus disgusting. So people don't want to be following your general hygiene habits. As someone who came in here earlier this week with beard hair up to his eyes. like a werewolf. But before we get into the meat of that conversation or substance of that conversation, apologies on the phrasing, because our audience, this ain't women voting on this poll. 70,000 people on this poll, and I think every damn one of you is men, because this is not something, women are not here for men peeing in the shower. Go ask your women.
That's understandable, though. They're at a distinct disadvantage when it comes to doing this in the shower. I mean, I wouldn't do it if it were running down my leg. Have I peed in the shower? Yes. Am I ashamed to admit that? Yes. I take mostly dual showers. But when she's not in there and you gotta go, I aim for the drain.
That is not a new revelation from Mike Ryan. Mike Ryan says that mostly he always showers with his wife.
Yes. Mostly. Ooh. Dual head shower, baby.
Still.
Phrasing.
Well, they're keeping the romance alive.
It's great.
What do you imagine is a normal amount of time to shower?
Well, listen, Antonio.
Not with your wife. I mean, I'm jealous that you're still doing that. Yes, I needed to correct myself there.
It's all right.
Wait a minute. When was the last honest to God? And I know this is an uncomfortable place for any of us to end up, but Mike does almost always shower with his wife.
Right.
Yeah, you know who else does? He told you as much. Antonio Davis. He mentioned, when you're alone, as if it were some sort of
Antonio Davis hasn't taken a shower alone since he was 14 years old. He has taken showers with women his entire life, except when he's in the locker room and he's taking showers with men.
With Rick Smith.
That's right. with Detlef Schrempf.
And Dale.
You were going to ask me the last time I took a shower with my wife?
Yes,
is that where you were headed?
I'm genuinely.
We stopped that a long. I'm not certain we ever had, but I will tell you, my wife has stopped showering. She just takes baths. She wants nothing
just,
to do with
just
me.
Because of the off chance that you're going to sneak in. She takes baths so that she's sitting anywhere where you're wandering around naked.
That is Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number is 3030. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Bayern Munich's 1-0 victory over second-to-last place Werder Bremen clinched their 8th straight Bundesliga title. Robert Lewandowski provided the winner in the 43rd minute. You get all that right, Mike? What happened?
I mean, it's German soccer, so the W is a V sound.
Werder Bremen?
Yeah, okay. Sure. It's all right. It's all right. Okay. Lewandowski.
Listen, I got Bundesliga down. I mean, we're making baby steps.
All that is gone. We now get the Premier League back. Easier clubs to pronounce, like Leicester City. Just rolls off the tongue.
Bundesliga has turned into one of my 5 favorite words to say in sports.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fun word to say.
It's a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bundesliga.
It carried us a couple weeks.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is Bundesliga one of the top 5 most fun words to say?
The 2021 Pro Bowl has been awarded to Allegiant Stadium, the new home of the Las Vegas Raiders. And finally, 37-year-old Ashley Winter of Hereford, England, has set the Guinness World Record for fastest mile ran by a man while blindfolded at 10 minutes and 11 seconds. Winter, who has been diagnosed with vision-impairing eye disease, keratoconus, I have no idea, raise money for charity, Fight for Sight. Listen, there are a lot of words left out here, and I'm not going to blame anyone, okay? But I'm just saying, let's do better. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary, and also curbside pickup on any order. Advance Your Auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. I also want money.
I am not someone who very often makes his way into the mockery of others and their physical appearance. I just need the audience to know for the last 8 minutes, I have simply been unable to shake the visual image of Stugatz making his way to the shower in full waddle, nude, looking for love.
Hasn't been a lack of effort.
I'm sorry, but I have not been able to scrub this off of me for 8 minutes.
Hold on a second. You don't make fun of other people's appearance? Have you heard of Fat Chris?
Or the
spent
looks
a whole
like.
Segment questioning Brian Windhorse's repelling ability also earlier today.
Wait a minute. That's not fair at all. I did not spend a whole segment doing that. I simply made the image for the audience of Brian Windhorse as a Navy SEAL wearing too tight an outfit scaling a wall.
Yeah, but I started it with Woj and Zach Lowe, and in Billy's defense, you did bring it to Brian Windhorse.
You cannot dispute that my visual is funnier. Not even Brian would dispute that.
We push every NCAA tournament, a March Sadness tournament that's built on what people look like and making fun of them for that.
Fair enough. None of them, or very few of them, other than Mike Leach in a crop circle again, are nude, though, and waddling. I'm having trouble doing the show right now because Stugatz is, he's wet, he's glistening, he is...
And he's looking for sex.
And I just don't look at Stugatz that way. I don't. I've never imagined it, okay? But I feel like basically the place that we're in is a slightly stretched out nude Danny DeVito.
So Abby only takes baths now, a couple of reasons. I can't fit in the bath with Abby, and I can't get into the bath anymore. It's very difficult.
Really, really, because of your knees, back, ligaments, everything. Oh, man. Okay. So this happened earlier in the show where there was a chat going on, a group chat. If you don't know, me, Mike, and Stugatz are at the studio at the Clevelander. Everyone else is at their homes. And the way that we're communicating is through a Zoom group chat. And so there was a lot of trepidation before Tony ventured out to argue on behalf of the peeing against Bomani Jones. And so what Roy Bellamy has in the screen of the group chat is simply this. You sure you want that smoke? And then the next thing you see from Roy Bellamy is told you that you didn't want that smoke. Now, Mike Golic Jr. is saying he wants that smoke. Mike Golic Jr. is saying he wants to argue with Bomani Jones about whether it's okay for people to be peeing in the shower, as evidently 80% of our audience thinks. We have not had a situation like this since sitting and standing wipers. I have to be so careful when I say that because that sitting word, given what we're talking about, is dangerous. Sitting and standing wipers is the last time we've arrived at a topic that has people this inflamed.
Golic texted me, I want a piece of Bo on the shower pee. I wrote back to him, you're the bravest man in the world. And he said, let me be clear, only on this one topic. I got him here. I don't have him anywhere else, but I got him here. And so I don't know what you guys want to do with it. But
Chris has pointed out in a group chat that your Twitter avatar is making fun of how Mark Mangino looks. We established a rule that you have till the end of the segment to walk back a take that's incorrect. Would you like to take advantage of this?
I don't make fun of the appearances of others. Okay, look, I just needed a segue to get into a nude Stugatz waddling into the shower. Okay, fine. Everybody, okay, you virtue signal.
We have successfully canceled.
I do make fun of the way people look. Right. That's right. I did say that Mike Gundy went to that press conference in a 1983 Trans Am. Yes, our most popular segment is absolutely making fun of the way everyone looks. I'll do it again.
And your Twitter avatar is Mark Manchin.
Has been since, I mean, you know how many people think it's me? And the only reason that it's Mark Mangino is because he's standing next to the Orange Bowl mascot, and the Orange Bowl mascot is not as round. Totally fair for you guys to say that I've been making fun of Mark Mangino, the former Kansas coach, for 15 years.
But you had a waddling naked Stu Gatz headed towards the shower where
That's
his wife
right.
is.
Well, and I can't scrub it off me. It's the part that I keep telling you guys. I don't know whether this happened to you. Put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. Did you imagine Stu Gatz waddling nude to the shower looking for love? So I don't know whether we're going to have Golic and Bomani Jones on together to argue this, but we'll find out together at some point before the end of the show. Charles Barkley will join us at noon. The thing I did want to ask you about, though, Stu Gatz, on a serious note, when Bomani asked the question, why are we talking about the T-shirt and not the following part? Because the following part to me is interesting when you hear about the injustices about college football players using their bodies and not getting paid and everything that happens in college football. If a coach is threatening that player to send him back to the ghetto, there is an overlord of a plantation feel to that that doesn't feel very good, and it's confusing to me. Why we would concentrate about the T-shirt instead of concentrating on that part, because the dehumanizing aspect, if you really mean Black Lives Matter,
right,
that is not something that's coming out of your mouth. If that's something that's in your heart, if Black Lives Matter is in your heart, you are not an overlord at a plantation telling a kid that if he doesn't play better for you, you're going to send him back to the desperation of the ghetto. Like, that is it's super problematic, and it's confusing to me that we choose the easier path of just focusing on a T-shirt and an alt-right news network. And that's all he apologized for, by the way,
correct,
was the T-shirt. And Bomani's pointing over here and saying, hey, what about this over here? Isn't this more problematic? And it is confusing to me why we're talking about one and not the other. He apologizes for the T-shirt. The other thing is the thing that requires more of an apology, if it's true.
The other thing is how he got the free T-shirt.
Right. It shouldn't be that complicated, and you actually said it as you were explaining it. The T-shirt is an easy place and an easy thing for people to criticize and for us to discuss. It's easy. But hey, how could you wear that T-shirt during a time like this?
If you say that consciously, though, you are really choosing willful ignorance. If you're listening to what I'm saying here and still making about a flag or about a T-shirt, you're just looking in the wrong places where you have these helpless players, okay? Powerless as any you will find in sports, because the entire construct works against them. We, ESPN, need college football back. The media is conservative. The media that covers college football has largely been conservative through time. And the entire structure of the thing leans against the powerless player. The powerless player finally speaks up in a way that's public at a new time in America, and we're still looking at the wrong damn thing. We're still looking at the T-shirt and not, hey, how about this awful thing that exists in college football where you've got these coaches or strength coaches, very highly paid, and they're standing over the black bodies and they're doing things like giving off the feeling, if not the actual words, we're going to send you back to the ghetto if you don't play better, if you do not win for us. Like, it is a modern day enslavement. I know that people do not like the idea of plantation mentality being applied to sports, but when you have these situations where you are taking away the freedoms of black men, you're forming another prison. America has a very profitable one that it uses to rotate black bodies through, a business that represents mass incarceration and a new kind of 2020 enslavement of black people that is now being enforced by our police force. Like, you shouldn't be okay with the coach overlording that way. You shouldn't be okay with Gundy making this ridiculous apology with flames and nightclub lights behind him about the T-shirt, when the thing that needs to be apologized for is, how are you treating those black bodies? Are you dehumanizing them? Are you respecting them? You have all the power. It takes until yesterday for you to realize that Black Lives Matter, when Black Lives are the reason you matter.
Black lives are the reason that you have been able to win at football and make all this money that gives you this power to abuse this way.
Awkward transition. Time for some ads.
Damn! We just want to go back to the Mangino photo. He's rounder than the orange. That's funny to me.
Bomani has accepted Mike Golic Jr.'s challenge.
Oh, my God. I'm going to hide.
All right, let's get to it then.
Hello. This is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. It is time for the movie of the day. It is brought to you by Redbox in honor of Dan telling us in the first segment that Frankie Avalon performed at the Elbow Room. I mean, just an amazing nugget that he pulled out of nowhere. My top three Frankie Avalon movies.
Oh, my God.
Number three, Beach Party. Number two, a classic, Grease. And number one, I believe this was the movie at the Elbow Room. I do. Operation Bikini. It's my three favorite Frankie Avalon movies of all time.
Thank you, Stu Gotts.
You got
for
it.
Sharing those. You clearly gave him a lot of thought.
You jarred my memory. Yeah,
based on the first segment, what a coincidence that I talked about it in the first segment, and then a couple hours later, your well-researched movie-sponsored piece includes Frankie Avalon.
Well, I mean, in fairness to me and Roy, we were going to do Bobby Farrelly movies because it's his birthday. But you brought up Frankie Avalon, and we just figured we'd go Frankie Avalon. Redbox has top entertainment when you need it most. 12 strangers wake up in the middle of nowhere for one very specific purpose, The Hunt. Starring Betty Gilpin and Hilary Swank, visit Redbox.com for all the ways you can watch.
We're going to leave some room at 12:30 for Bomani Jones and Mike Golic Jr. to spar on the subject of whether it's okay to pee in the shower. We have been jarred by the number of you who have wanted to vote on this and coming in at an 80% clip. Stu Gotts, I don't know if you saw this. I know Amino Hassan saw it and had the same reaction I did. There is a clip circulating on the internet about the small things in life, about the small joys in life. And all it is Usain Bolt getting ready to run and basically dapping people who are nearby who know that every eye in the stadium is on Usain Bolt. And he's validating these, you know, workers or just people who are around by just extending a fist and tapping their fist. And what you see sweep over the faces of these people is real joy. And one of them, you could see him after Usain Bolt has walked away over Usain Bolt's shoulder. One of them is so happy that I had the same reaction that Amin did, which is to get choked up by the power of sports in those moments. And that is why if Usain Bolt happens to be someone who isn't just better than all of the cheaters in his sport, but is like Lance Armstrong, also one of the cheaters, those moments will all feel like betrayal and ruination because it was so pure when he physically, emotionally touched you, and then you will feel betrayed by him if he's not a guy who's so good at running that he is authentically and legally beating all of the other cheaters who have the record times.
Isn't it up to the person who had the moment, though? Like, it was still a moment, right? It's still Usain Bolt, and it's still that moment, and you have the emotion I understand what you're saying, but like all the Maguire, Sosa was so great with the fans in the summer of 98. I mean, signed so many autographs, was so much looser with it than Maguire was. Maguire was stiff. So those moments don't count anymore?
I'm not saying that they don't count. What I'm saying is that when they can touch you in those places, the disappointment is inversely proportional, or I guess directly proportional. The disappointment you feel when they can move you like that is the same size of joy that the betrayal feels like. Good God, man. We all chased Tiger Woods around with a golf club. It wasn't just his wife hitting his car. Like, he was making Buick commercials and he was talking about being a family man and he was having sex in a Perkins parking lot. And it's why HBO is making a documentary about it. All of America chased him until Stugatz felt bad because he was crying and hugging his mom at the press conference. Charles Barkley next.